Once more.
Dude, that intro is so tasty, and I'm like honestly baffled every time I hear it that I actually made it because I'm so amazing. Just kidding, I'm not that amazing. No, but dude, it's groovy, man. And all this, I'm just telling you right now before we even start anything else that you need to know that if this podcast is for nothing else, it's for catching a vibe. You might catch corona, but if you're listening to this podcast, you're definitely gonna catch a vibe, and that's what you need to know. Especially in this space, we're going green today. Go green, okay? Recycle. Not trust green lights today, because there's no branding. Because there's no branding for this podcast, other than the fact that I tried really hard to brand this thing, and I just chose green at a random, and it's fine. It's like, you know, only super important to only like all of your business's branding, but it's cool. I chose green at random today, even though is it in the color scheme of what I do at all? No, not even. No. No, I don't do any green stuff, literally at all. So it's all good. There's no reason I should do that, but I did it, and you know, I like it. It's good. You probably can't see it, but well, this thing right here, right, yeah. Okay, if you're just listening, you definitely can't see it. So there's that. But also, if you are, you know, whatever. If you're not just listening, there's this little diffuser I got right here. It's green, and you know, I put some forest scents in it. So I felt like I wanted some green in my life. Also, I've been taking a masterclass. I've been taking a gangster gardening with, what's his name, Ron something. If you don't have masterclass, it's pretty great. Now is a great time to do it since you're quarantined and you're alone by yourself. So, you know, what are you going to do? Become a master at something, you know? Become a master at gardening, even though you can't go outside. You can't go outside, but, you know, you could be a master at gardening by the time you get outside. Just thought, you know, anyways, just riddle you that, you know, I'm just saying. I wanted green because I realized that I don't get enough green in my life through plants or otherwise, and the reality is that according to Ron, my master sensei of gardening, green lowers the crime rate wherever it's like planted. If there's like plants planted in a green area, I don't know, dude. I'm trying to quote you a statistic I don't fully understand. Can you tell yet? Anyways, apparently planting stuff in the ground, greenery and stuff like that, lowers the crime rate by 10%, he said, 10%, which is insane to me. So green apparently has a lot of effects on your mental state. And today I just felt like going green. And then I was like, oh yeah, I got to record a podcast. And I turned this camera on because I always turn this camera on before I actually have anything planned. And so therefore, didn't have a chance to change the colors. And I'm not going to do it now. Because if I do it now, it's just like I'm wussing out. Does that make sense? And I can't do that. I have to double down on everything I do all the time. There is no relinquishing it. Art of War teaches me that there is no surrender. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I've never read Art of War, but I really want to. I really want to read Art of War. Dude, I was told the other day, I just found this out the other day from somebody who, a reputable source who actually knows because of reasons that they know, and I'm not going to say who it is. But, dude, apparently they ban certain books in prison. Did you know that? I did not know that. Like, there's certain books that you cannot have on the inside. They just won't let you have them. One of them apparently is Art of War, which is kind of crazy. Wouldn't have thought that was a thing, but it's a thing. You literally can't have Art of War. You also can't have, there's another one that's like a psychology book. There's certain psychology books they don't let you have, which is kind of crazy. Like, think about that. Think about how powerful books are if they don't let you have, you know, like I feel like I'm an infomercial for school or something.
How powerful is knowledge? Knowledge, the great knowledge.
Knowledge is power, dude. That's all I'm trying to say. The long and the short of it is knowledge is power, and you need to know that and read you a book, dude. Don't just waste your quarantine time, man. I have a whole video on it. I put a video out on my YouTube channel. Oh, he makes YouTube videos? Oh, crazy. Yeah, make YouTube videos. Yeah, so I put a whole video out on how not to waste your time basically during quarantine. Things that I've been doing and things that I learned in quarantine, because you can learn, you know, learn yourself something. Dude, I was just talking to some people earlier. I was literally talking to some people, my office mates, who are not in this office, but they're in the office nearby. And obviously we're 6 feet apart and being safe and whatever. But yeah, anyways, so because it's just, I know if I say that, then somebody's going to say something like, you're not quarantining. I'm like, I am quarantining. I'm not even close to anybody, but I'm just, you know, whatever. My office mates. Dude, I don't need to explain myself to you, but I also do, so it's fine. Anyways, that was my explanation. All good, though. Yeah, so essentially, I was just talking to them, and they have kids, and they were like, yeah, we're so excited that in like 3 weeks we're basically done with being kindergarten teachers, because essentially that's what they are now to their kids, because they have kids, and they're like, we're done with that. We're super done with that. And she was so funny. She was like, yeah, I feel like, you know, if she fails kindergarten, then I failed kindergarten. And what does that mean for me? And dude, truer words have probably never been said. I'm just saying, like, if your kid fails school right now, it means you failed school right now. And, you know, if you can't pass kindergarten, man, good luck. Well, I guess you already made it. You're already probably out of school if you have a kid. I mean, hopefully, I don't know. Probably out of school, unless you're in college, which if at that point you're going to college, you already passed kindergarten. So anyways, none of that makes any sense at all, but it's good. It's all good. Yeah, so anyways, I bet you, man, my mom's probably ready to be done being a teacher too. My sister too. My mom watches the kids, and my sister also has had the kids, because they're not my kids. So there you go. I don't have kids. Just in case you were watching this and didn't know, I don't have kids. Not yet. None that I know of. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna stop mentioning that. But yeah, no, I don't have kids. But I bet you, dude, if you got kids right now and you got to teach them at home, that's a lot. It's a lot of work. Because you didn't know you were going to be a teacher. You didn't prep for that. Unless you were already homeschooling. Dude, if you were already homeschooling, I bet you were pretty stoked about that. Because then now you don't got... Like, I know my cousin does that, so that's cool. If you're already homeschooling, you were probably like, oh, this is cool. I was totally prepped for this. I was already doing it anyways. So that's cool. Yeah. Dude, preppers, man. They were probably all stoked about this when this went down. I'm not saying my cousin's a prepper. Maybe she is. I don't know. Maybe she would be a self-proclaimed prepper. But man, dude, some doomsday preppers were probably like really stoked about the fact that, you know, we skirted doomsday, the day of dooms. But we're not there yet. You know, we're not there yet. Maybe I hope you know, who knows? Maybe, probably not. Hopefully not. Gonna go with hopefully. Gonna spread some hope and just say no. Say no, we're not. Also, if you're watching this, we're doing this in light. We're doing a light version. Okay. Usually we're doing the podcast at night. It's not even at night. It's just that all the lights are out, and so then it's really dark, and all you can do see is barely my face. But today I was like, you know what? I need some light in my life because things are getting already dark enough as it is. So, you know, let's do that. Let's bring some light into the darkness. Light into the darkness. Yeah, that's the thing that I was doing. Dude, what's up, man? You doing okay? In case you don't have anyone else to talk to, you could just, I'll do a fake conversation where I only do half of it. And that way you could feel like you're conversating with somebody other than the four people that you are quarantined with all the time. Okay? Let's just do that. Ready? No, it's cool. You can come in. We're doing a podcast. It's all good. Oh, sorry. it's all good. He actually wants to be on the podcast at one point, so that's cool. Probably gonna do that. Actually, I'll probably do like a family quarantine style podcast where I just throw everybody on. It's all good. Have a sign on the door. It says closed, but, you know, no big deal. To be fair, I leave the sign as closed all the time now. So I think people are just like, if it's closed all the time, then at some point I must be able to go in. So anyway, it's all good, dude. If you saw the door opening behind me, don't think I was getting murdered. It was just my dad. Because he also is here. I get this office from him. This whole awesome space that he lets me use is really sick. Nepotism at its finest. Nah, dude, but it's cool though. I'm actually stoked because I like being close to my dad. I like being close to the family business, you know? Dude, whenever I say family business, it always cracks me up because it's like, this is, my dad's an attorney. For people who are listening to this and they don't know, my dad is an attorney. But it's funny because, like, I feel like the guy from Step Brothers where he goes like, oh, it's the family business, and his dad's a doctor. And it's like, dude, you literally can't, it can't be a family business. If you're a doctor, like if your dad's a doctor, it's not a family business. But this one kind of is, because the thing is, he's an attorney, but we've all worked for him at one point or another. Like my first job was for him. And many times in my life I've worked for him, but it's not, obviously I'm not an attorney, but I've worked as, like, you know, whatever. My first job was a file clerk for him, which was great. I realized very, very fast, I am not suited for office work, and he put up with me anyways. So I love the shit out of him, and I don't curse on this podcast, but I just curse because that's how much I love him, dude. Yeah, so I've worked for him many times, and now he lets me use this office space as my studio, which is super sick. Yeah, man. Anyways, Once More with Feeling Studios. That's where we're at right now. Recording this podcast Once More with Feeling podcast. I don't know if you noticed, but Inception. Yeah. I'm incepting my own names twice. But yeah, man. But well, I'm thinking about doing a giant family podcast. That'd be super funny. Because my family's wacky as heck. And I know everybody says that, but my family is actually super crazy. And I think that'd be funny as hell. Like, my brother would love to do that. They already, like, they joke about it all the time. What if he just came on your podcast? What if he just came on your podcast? And dude, they joke, but I'm serious. I would love it. I literally turn this mic on every single week, having no idea what I'm gonna do, and then I have to just make things up on the fly. And dude, I'm funny as hell. It's fun, always. This is always a good time. It's green, it's great. But what I'm saying is, would it be fun to have somebody else on this podcast? Yeah. Dude, the episode I did with RJ was actually super, super fun. It's one of my favorite ones. But for now, it's just me, you know, because we're alone. And yeah, cannot have guests on. So it's just me by myself talking to you. By the way, we were going to have that conversation. So here we go. This is how it's going to go. I'm going to say something. I'm going to leave some space for you to respond. And then I'm gonna react the way I think that you would want me to react, okay? Here we go. And scene. Hey man, how's it going? Oh, you know what? Can't do that. Okay. Well, I'm a surfer dude, kind of. I'm a surfer dude who doesn't surf. So if I say hey man or hey dude, just think of it as non-gender specific. Okay. Here we go. Let's start from the top. Let's start from the top of the scene. Okay. Ready? Here we go. And scene. Hey man, how's it going? Oh, no way. Cool, man. Cool. You want a hug? Dude, did I just give you anxiety by saying hug right now? Did I just give you an anxiety attack by saying, hey man, you want a hug? Did you go in your mind for a second, go, no, get the frick away from me? Yeah. Yeah, it felt weird saying that. Felt weird saying that in my mind. So I already broke the fourth wall, and so I should have said scene, but scene. Dude, that's super weird. It's super weird that we're gonna have to think about that again, man. Like right now, my gut reaction when like somebody wants to talk, like get close to me or like hug me and stuff like that, and I used to be a really physical person, is dude, back up. That's my reaction. And that can't be your reaction in real life, dude. When this is over, you got to shake people's hands and look people in the eye and get in their space. And you know, like hug them and stuff. Cause that's how human beings act. And we, I don't know. It's weird, dude. You watch anything right now? Like where somebody's hugging somebody? It's weird. It's a weird feeling. I don't know, man. Dude, I'm just saying. I don't know. Dude, this is the segment here. We're going to move into the segment, okay? I actually wrote something down this time. I actually prepared something, which is weird for me because I never do. This segment, we're going to talk about, I think every week I'm just going to update you guys on my stress purchases at Costco. Not my Costco haul. Not the whole haul in which the groceries that I get of things that I get, because you can figure that out on your own. Get whatever the hell you want. But I'm going to tell you my stress purchases every week. So this week's stress purchases, last 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, my stress purchase was, it was the Arizonas, the 48,000 pack of Arizonas. Yeah, that's what that was. And then now this week's stress purchases were, I remember now. They were supplements. Supplements that I heard at one point were probably good for you. Don't even know if they're going to help me against the Rona. No idea. Probably not. They're just random supplements. But I was walking through Costco, and right towards the end, right before you leave, there's all these medicine things. And I was like, oh, I think I bought Tums, dude. I'm pretty sure I just bought some Tums, like on a whim. I just saw it and I was like, dude, what if I get acid, dude? I get acid sometimes. I get a little herbally burbly sometimes. Little herbally burblies. What if I need that? And I can't get out to get it. So I just slang that right in the cart, dude. I just slang that right in there. I didn't think we had any at home. Turns out we had some at home. Don't know why I bought it. Just bought it just so that was a waste of like $15. You know, at least it's Costco and it's cheap. But now I have literally a 4,000 pack of Tums that I'll never run out of. And yeah, so if you need some Tums, dude, holla at your boy. So that was one of them. That's not even a supplement, though. No, I bought like 3 or 4 different supplements. Just stress purchase. No real reason. I literally bought, what were the 3 that I bought? So I bought Tums, and then I bought magnesium tablets. Yeah. Because I heard at one point, at some point, that most like Americans are like magnesium deficient somewhere, probably on Rogan's podcast, let's be honest. And, so I was literally like, oh, dude, yeah, throw that, slang a 3,000 pack of that in the cart. Because everything at Costco is a 3,000 pack. There's no, like, 5-pack. There's no, like, a reasonable amount. It's like, if you're going to get it, it's like a lifetime supply. So I have a lifetime supply of magnesium and Tums. And then the other thing that I got was, like, some B vitamins. I don't even fully understand them. That's the thing, too, is I was so stressed while I got it, and I wanted to get out of there so quickly because it was the tail end of the run. And I was, dude, Mach level 10, like we talked about. Mach level 10 stress levels, if you haven't, you need to understand that. Mach level 10 stress levels at Costco. We're at the tail end. I'm rounding out this trip. I walk by these supplements. I'm like, yeah, for sure. Magnesium, yeah, that's going in. Slang that right in the cart, dude. Just, magnesium. And then I saw those B vitamins. It's like, oh, B vitamins give you energy. I remember that. That's all I knew. I just thought it was pure energy. I thought it was like the energy of the sun just in capsule form. And so there's that. And so that's what the lights went out. It's all good. The lights went out. That's what we do. The lights just go out on this podcast sometimes. So it's all good. It's all moody. Now we're doing the at night version where we might get racy. For real though, I literally bought B vitamins because I thought they just had like the power of the sun inside them, and I thought that I would be fine if I got those. So I got that. I got the B vitamins and I got the magnesium, and then I got the and then I also got some Tums just in case I get hurgly burglies, you know. So that was real life. That was my stress purchases at Costco. I'll update you guys every week. I know this is like a super big priority for you. So I'll update you as the weeks go on, and just so you know what needs to be bought. Still working off that first purchase, that first stress purchase of the Arizonas. Still working that off, dude. I got a 48,000 pack of Arizonas. By the way, in that 48,000 pack, I only like 2 of the 3 flavors. So the 3rd flavor, I don't even know what to do with because it tastes not good. Although, you know what? It's actually perfect. You want to know why it's perfect? Here's why it's perfect. Because of the fact that the reason I don't like the 3rd flavor, dude, this is actually perfect. Okay, the reason I don't like the 3rd flavor, it is a raspberry tea, some sort of raspberry tea, and that raspberry tea gives me acid. But the thing is that I got a 5,000 pack of Tums, so we're all good. I'm just gonna start drinking those, and I'll chase it with the Tums, and we're all good. And I'm gonna get through these purchases because if nothing else, I don't waste stuff. My masterclass coach, Ron something face, He's super dope dude, actually. I really wish I knew his last name right now. I could probably look it up, but I don't want to pull away from the attention of this podcast. What I'm trying to say is Ron the Gardener. Dude, that sounds so stupid when I say Ron the Gardener. He's actually like super qualified, okay? So don't, this is, he's important. Remember him. And I'm, some point, if you watch the YouTube video of this, right here where I'm pointing, I'm going to put his face and name because he's super important. You need to know him. I hate not knowing his last name. Anyways, my master teacher, my master sensei, the gardener, Ron something, Ron the Gardener, is, yeah, he doesn't like wasting things either. And I don't like wasting things anymore now. So I'm going to get through all these things, dude. I'm going to drink all the Arizonas, even if they poison me. And I'm going to have all the Tums eventually. 5,000 days, one Tum a day. That would be terrible for taking it for no reason, though. So I won't take it for no reason, but, you know, I'll use them eventually. Over a lifetime, I will use them. So, yeah. Ooh, just sneezed. Dude, do you ever get paranoid now about that stuff? About sneezing or coughing? Even though, like, dude, I half second there, I was like, Marana? Probably not. But in my mind, I was like, could be. Could just be allergies because things are warming up and I have super bad allergies. Or it could be Rona. Super cool. Could be totally innocuous thing that has no problem at all and is not a big deal. Or it could be total life-threatening disease. You never know. So, you know, anxieties are high. And that's why you buy random things at Costco sometimes to lower that stress level. Okay? I'm just here to help you out. Here to help you out. Dude. Another anxiety buy that I bought on Amazon. You know what? This is what this is today. Okay. We're just going to do my Costco and Amazon haul. That's what this is. Okay. Yeah. Bought myself, although this one, I do not regret. The other one, I don't need 4,000 Tums. I don't need that in my life. But the thing that this one, I actually don't regret. It was an anxiety buy, but it actually worked out. So there's a happy ending to this. Okay. And you might not think it worked out because of what it is, but I think it worked out because I like them. And so you can get over it. You can already tell that I said them. So there's two of them, because they are a pair and I'm building this up. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm building this up. I bought a pair of crocodilians. And if you don't know what these are, okay. If you don't know what crocodilians are, dude, it's cause you're probably a fashionable person. Or you're not really. Honestly, though, I'm going to double down on the confidence, and I'm just going to tell you right now that you're probably an unfashionable person if you don't know what Crocs are. Some, you know, lay people call them Crocs. I call them crocodilians. You know, it's just, it's a high level of fashion that you need to reach before you can use that kind of terminology. But what I'm trying to say is that I bought myself a pair of Crocs, aka crocodilians. And dude, I don't regret it a little bit, not even a little bit. They're so comfortable. They're the most comfortable things I've ever worn in my entire life. And dude, am I wearing them out on the town? No, I'm not gonna wear them to the club. But is anyone going to the club right now? No. So why not be comfortable, dude? Is that not okay? Can I not be comfortable? Thank you. Thanks for your permission, world. Thanks for your permission, societal standards. Dude, I don't know what to say, man. I bought myself some crocodilians and I don't regret it for a second because they're so comfortable and they're, you know what? They're not that bad. They're not that bad looking, dude. And I thought I wouldn't like them. I thought that I wouldn't like them at first. And they're one of the reasons I never got them ever because I had tried some on before. I had tested this, okay? I knew on some level that I would enjoy the feeling of them. But I didn't like that they would just fall off if you just walked in a certain way. You just walked in your foot. But then I found these ones with the freaking heel strap, dude. Oh, are you talking about action mode on your crocodilians? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about action mode, dude. I'm talking about, I could hit a full tilt sprint in those crocodilians. Can I actually sprint right now? No, because yes, I have an ankle injury, but you know, hypothetically, if a zombie were chasing me or something like that, since it is the end times, yeah, dude, I could full tilt sprint in a crocodilian with action mode on. With action mode engaged. If I could just go, hey zombie, 1 second. Gotta engage action mode on my crocodilians. And he just goes like, okay, yeah. Because he can't really talk because he's a zombie. Yeah, for sure. I could full tilt sprint and outrun that zombie and my crocodilians. So literally the heel strap sold me. You know, that's real life. That's real life. Dude, comfort is important during these trying times. That's all I'm trying to say. And I prioritize mine, you know? I just hope it's not one of those things that I wear right now during quarantine and then decide, oh yeah, let's venture this out into the real world when all this is over. Because I still hold that hope that this will eventually end. Don't know about you, but yeah, I hold out hope that this will eventually end. So I'm hoping that the crocodilians don't cross over. But you never know, dude. Them crocodilians, dude. They're growing on me even in the fashion sense, dude. I wear socks with them. I don't care, dude. I want my tootsies warm and I want them comfy. That's reality that I live in. Don't know about you, but that's where I'm at in my quarantine phase of just anxiety and mind losing of minds. I can't even speak. Yeah, dude, it's all good. So I'm having a good time still in this quarantine. It's cool. I hope you're having a good time. Anyways, I'm going to cut all of that out. So there's going to be a cut in this. Because, dude, I don't know. The only thing I'm going to say, I was going to talk about this thing, and I don't really want to talk about it anymore. I started talking about it because it's going to be a whole thing, and I don't want to disseminate bad information about the corona thing. I don't want to disseminate bad information, okay? So I had this thing that I was talking about, and I realized people might misinterpret it and take it into a place that it doesn't need to be. So I'm trying to be responsible, and if you see a cut in this, the reason that there's a cut in this podcast is because I don't want to be that guy. Okay, don't want to be that guy. Don't want to be the guy who's disseminating bad information. All I'm saying is I just saw this video the other day and it was on the April 20th, I guess, the coronavirus, they do a daily thing at the White House. And there was some, mic was live before they started. And there's this crazy, crazy comments that these guys were making about the virus and stuff like that. And you can find that video anywhere online. I'm not going to sit here and like disseminate whatever, but I thought that was a crazy, crazy thing, man. I don't know. Just hearing people talk about it, like so off the cuff in such an official organization. It's kind of crazy, dude. I don't know, man. I've never cut anything in this podcast. So I hope that people understand why I cut it and stuff like that. I don't want to be that guy who disseminates the bad information, man. So anyways, I don't know, because I could joke about it right here real quick, and then what ends up happening is that, like, you know, somebody takes it super seriously, and then I just, you know, not that I have so many followers and so many subscribers that it would be a problem, but you know what, man, I just don't want to do that, you know. I don't have like the Joe Rogan effect or something like that, but still, I'm just trying to be responsible. Just trying to be responsible, my dudes and dudettes, you know. I want to sleep good at night. You know what I mean? With my magnesium tablets, dude. Dude, I bought so many magnesium tablets to help me sleep, and that's what they're supposed to do, I think. And don't know if it's helped at all because I've been up till 3 a.m. every night anyways. So it's kind of like a juice cleanse. Don't really know if it did anything for me when I did my juice cleanse, but you know, we're just going to hope it did. Just going to hope it did, to be honest with you. Dudes. Dude, it's so weird. You know what's weird is celebrating anything during this, during quarantine, celebrating anything. And it's not like you can't have things to celebrate. There's loads to celebrate, but it's just weird because you can't do anything that you would typically do at all. Yeah. It's weird. I had a 4-year anniversary with my girlfriend, and we were just
Hey, what do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Guess just this.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to do, dude. So anyways, if you're celebrating something during this time, I feel you, dude. I feel you. Dude, I don't know, man. I'm overly caffeinated and underhydrated, and that's just the nature of what, that's just like kind of my constant state. Overly caffeinated, underhydrated, and definitely underfed. But somehow gaining weight. Anybody else feel that, dude? Anybody else feel like, you know, you don't eat anything because you're stressed out, but then somehow you're getting fat? Because somehow that's happening to me. So it's all good. Getting fat, but also not eating anything. So magic. I don't know. The magic of quarantine. ASMR. I say ASMR and I like, dude, I've literally never listened to any ASMR in my life. I mean, like maybe, dude, that sounds so fake. I was about to say maybe in passing, but I mean, like I've never outwardly Googled ASMR, any ASMR video, never outwardly searched it. Like it may have come up somehow, but dude, that sounded like such a cop out.
It may have come up somehow. But I didn't look it up, babe. It was an accident. Okay. It came up in my search history, but I didn't search it. It was a suggestion and I clicked on it.
Yeah, man. No, but for real though, I don't know. I don't get the appeal. I don't get the appeal of having someone whisper in your ear. That seems to be one of the more annoying things in life when somebody whispers at you. And apparently I'm a notoriously bad whisperer. I've been told that in my life. So apparently I'm either too loud or I'm so quiet that the wisps of my whisper is too much for people to hear. So people get annoyed by that. So yeah. Anyways, whispering, that's what we're doing now. That's what we're talking about on this podcast now. Dude, fully lost my mind. At this point, I am the guy on the front of the Mad Max thing. That's who I am. Last podcast, I was talking about whether I would be the guy on the, if the world actually went down, if I would be the guy on the front of the car or if I would be the guy driving the car. And at this point, I am the guy on the front of the car. That's who I am now. I am the guy on the front of the car, and that's who I am now. And we just need to accept that for what it is. So just imagine there's a car behind me. And yeah, and I'm strapped to it. That's me. Dudes, I hope you guys are keeping your minds straight. I hope you guys are doing what you gotta do to keep your mind straight. I hope you guys are doing all right out there. I try to have a silly time, a good time on this thing. I try to have a fun time, make you guys laugh. Maybe I try to have a good time. Man, if you just listen to this and you can, you know, I don't have any ads. I try and keep it free for as long as I can. And man, like it, subscribe it, share it with somebody, show somebody the podcast, listen to the whole thing. If you only listen to the clips, listen to the whole thing, you know, any of that helps me. I got loads of them on here. I do them every week. They come out every Wednesday. I've been pretty consistent with that, so that's cool. And thank you guys for listening, man. Thank you guys for supporting those of you who do listen. I know there's a few of you who listen religiously. That's really cool, man. And man, I'm just having a good time, man. I hope you guys are having a good time too. This thing's fun. It's something that I get to do every single week and it gives me a ritual and that's really dope. And so, you know, like, subscribe, share. And you know, if you're only listening and you're not watching the YouTube ones, check out one of the YouTube ones, man. Even if you're just playing in the background while you're doing whatever you're doing. I work really hard on those edits and put all the funny pictures and stuff like that in there too. So I do it all myself as of right now. I ain't got no stinking producers. So anyway, I appreciate you guys for supporting and keeping these a little bit shorter lately. So I hope you're doing all right out there. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.
Once more. Repeat it. Dum dum dum. Dum dum dum.